Wait, is MLK? I don't even know. Am I going to work tomorrow? Oh,
I have work.
Hold up. There was no announcement at work that there was no work on Monday.
Damn, I probably got work.
No. If I have to work on Monday,
you gonna call the reparations committee?
Then I'm gonna quit, bro. Nigga, this is racist.
How?
Bro, you don't give me Martin Luther King Day, bro? And yeah, I'm the only black dude in the office?
What more do you want? They gave you a statue. That's what they're thinking.
Nah, we got to see the statue. No. Because the thing is, I've seen everybody talking about this damn statue. I don't even know the context of it. But
embrace Boston.
So this is a Boston. This is a statue located in Boston.
Yeah.
I got to see it, bro.
I didn't even know what it was. Like when
bro, no one, you. I feel like no one will know what it is until someone explains it to
I
you.
I had an idea what that's I thought a bad it looked statue. Like. I had an idea what I thought it looked like.
It looked like the bean from Chicago. Like that statue.
It looked like somebody eating butt, no bugs.
No, yeah, bro. It looked like a nigga eating box, bro. Like the legs like, is on his nah, shoulders.
But. Like, it looked like a butt. It looked like two legs and like the back of the legs is a butt. Nah, it looked like two hands holding and hugging a butt.
No, let's see this. Pull
two
this
severed
up.
Arms. Yo, pull up to
hugging
this,
the butt. Pull up to
MLK Casamigos fast, man.
Nah, man,
that should look crazy,
that
bro.
That is so wild, bro. Wait. That's a Martin Luther King statue. That's supposed to be a Hold on.
Looks like he's eating a box.
Nah, bro. Tell me he's not eating box, right? He's got his hands around his legs.
Why didn't they just actually make a statue of him?
That's too much for us, bro.
Like of his head or something.
You're asking for too much. That's equality. Right, that's too much.
Because that's equality. This is like the best angle.
Okay, so it's all arms wrapped around.
Yeah, you can go underneath it and shit. But then, like, I promise you, from any other angle but that front angle, like.
Still, what am I back. Looking at,
this
bro?
This shit is fruity.
That look like a gooch, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Gooch. The worst part is that the side that's facing the street is like the side that you're the one that we were looking at earlier.
Mm.
It looked like this.
Bro. It's like that one, like, pear statue in. And Album's Corner, like, what the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, the bullshit. That shit look like a couple doo-doo.
Like, what is that shit, bro?
Does Boston have any good statues?
No.
Yeah, bro. I like the pair, though. Even though it look
the
like
the Bill Russell one is all right.
Yeah, the Bill Russell joint.
Wait, there's a Bill Russell joint?
Yeah, City Hall.
How long has that been around?
A couple years.
It's been around for, like, it got to be a decade now.
Yeah.
At least. But that was a good one. Yeah, it's him. It's like, he's, like, driving. It's dope.
He not driving.
Not like driving. Oh, like, he's driving.
Like, driving to the yeah. I'm about to say, that made no sense. Like, he a whole ball player, like, bro. Like, what the fuck? I was like, so he's confused.
Like,
my
he's life. Like, damn, people be staying in it because it's like, it's life size. You feel me? It's not like, So it's like, yeah, they be like, oh,
yeah,
that's
tall. Bullshit.
Tall ass nigga.
Other than that, all the other statues are chips. There's like a potato one by fucking by
that's the
Ash.
That's the best angle, right?
But there. Even then, what is that, bro?
It's like a picture. So it's supposed to be a picture of him and his wife, like, hugging each other. Or it's based off a picture of him and his wife hugging each other. It's like this.
Why would
they took out? But they took out all their head, all their torso, and just put arms.
Yo, arrest whoever did this.
That's disrespectful. No,
arrest whoever did this. Who was commissioned to do this?
I don't
know.
Were
they black?
I hope not.
If they what?
I'm sorry, but this is bad. And it's not that.
How many lashings? No.
It's not that the like actual statue itself is like the worst thing I've ever seen, but it just doesn't
it's
look
one of, it's
good.
One of them.
It's
one
it's
of
up
them.
There. It's definitely it's down sure. there. It's definitely down there with like the worst shits. It's like it's not good. But on top of that, there's like other tributes to MLK that have been done that are like way better than this. They got the one in Washington, right? That one looks pretty smooth. There's another one on BU's campus that I was like someone told me about yesterday, with like the it was like some shit flying. It's like birds flying up. And it doesn't, I don't think he's in it, but it's like a tribute to him because he went to BU. You feel me? And like, that looks smooth, but this?
Nah, that's bad.
I didn't know he went to BU. That's crazy.
Whoever chose this, stop. Like, yeah, nah. Whoever chose to do this, I'm sorry, bro. Y'all bad for the community.
Yeah.
This is a terrible tribute. MLK's rolling in his grave.
And it's even, and all right, this is just me, maybe.
What's up?
I'm gonna throw this out there, but it is like talking about like embrace, like unity and love and all the shit. And like it's MLK and Coretta Scott King like hugging and shit like that. That nigga was a serial cheater, man. I don't know.
Damn,
man.
Nah, don't do my man's like that, bro.
I don't know, man. That nigga was cheating on his wife all the time.
No.
All the time. With white women.
Hold on. The trade off isn't worth it. I'm not saying he had to, but if that's what he needed to get himself. To be able to do those monologues and those speeches, my nigga, and lead us to the promised land, I'm sorry, bro. It's a trade-off that was worth it.
Sleeping with white women to free your people. He didn't even free us. All I'm saying is, this is a bad statue, bro. And it's bronze, too, so you know it's going to get that weird greenish shit on it. Like when the season changed. Shit. Yeah. So I'm like, that shit gonna look even worse. Why they make it bronze too? Because they black.
Type shit.
Come Most on. Most likely.
We gotta do better.
Most likely. But hey, man, we back with another episode of Bad for the Community. You already know how we rocking.
Yes, indeed.
It's Young Rob on the mic. I got Tomo to my left.
We in here.
Dion is in the room too
yes,
with
sir.
Us.
In
here. And I'm we got Nick's no in the room.
And we sipping on Topo Chico.
Oh, yes, yo. Shout out to the good people out over at Topo Chico. You feel me? We spoke it to existence. We spoke that shit to existence. Nigga said we wanted a sponsor. Guess what happened? Sponsor.
Oh. Facts. They gave us some cases of water. They gave us some gear.
Yo, look. Yo,
feel me?
Let me hit these niggas with a little bit of
I drank Topo Chico and automatically grew an inch today.
Yo.
grew inches. In all areas, my nigga. Yo, hear this ASMR real quick. Let me. Oh. You laugh like that, nigga.
You gotta
let me enjoy my beverage.
Nah, drink that. Like, drink that.
Get closer.
Yeah.
That's
this is busting, bro.
You got Nate sipping on the original. We sipping on the
twist.
Oh,
this is a twist of lime.
Yeah, twist of lime.
Lime be booming. You know what I mean? We got the hats on. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Don't. You know what I mean? These unreleased. Don't worry about this.
Oh,
you feel me?
Shit, I'm the only nigga without the hat.
Oh, snap. You don't got the hat? I got the bandana too, man. I should have brought it for you, man. Saying. Couldn't do that.
Fuck it up.
And you know how I confirmed that, like, yo, we doing good things right here? And this is the story I was waiting for y'all to tell
got
me.
My boy Gumby.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah. But yo, tell me why, right? This is how you know, we kind of doing our thing, right?
Okay.
I get in Dion's whip, and Dion's telling me, like, yo, so y'all went to the Loop Bars listening party, right? Yesterday, last night?
Yeah, we did. Me, Dion, yeah.
Yo, Dion tells me, yo, somebody came up to me. They was like, yo, you Dion from the podcast, right?
That's crazy.
No bullshit.
Who was it?
I don't even know him. But shout out to him.
I don't even know him. Yeah, that man Dion got the
young. Yo, you got the little Clive Phil, bro.
He didn't even follow me though, so like I'll never see him again. But
I'll never see him again.
But he a real one, cause like it's not like you went on camera like every episode.
Facts. He got the unseen Riz.
The unseen Riz.
He's not on camera.
I was shocked he even said my name too. Like
he's like Dion.
He was like, "How you know me, nigga? How you know me?"
he was like, "Yo, who the fuck?" Nigga was like, "Yo, you Dion?
Yeah.
I know you, bro. Who the fuck asking, nigga? From the podcast." Which podcast, nigga? That's funny.
Nah, but shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Facts, whoever you are, yes, you know what I mean? You a real one.
How you going to react when there's some women? And you're like, oh, you Dion, brother. When the Riz get, you know,
this allows you to, you know, podcast.
I might react the same way.
Yo, what you doing? He's walking up to you in the gym like, yo, I heard you was doing the...
He's trying to go back. He's like...
It was on that podcast, huh?
I don't know. I might like that because I feel like...
Whoa.
I feel like I'm always at the gym. So if you see me now and then you mention the podcast, everybody else from the gym is going to know. And then everyone else is going to watch the podcast. And then...
Facts.
At the gym at the same time. You got caught in the gym?
Probably.
He's in there a lot, bro.
He be clicked up. You be clicked up with him and his cousins and shit.
I definitely got clout at the gym. Definitely.
Like, well, but what does that clout do for you, though, at the gym?
That, it's kind of trash because you only got clout in that one room. And then once I leave the gym, nobody knows me. I never seen them. I only seen them in the gym. But apparently they all live in that area, so...
Nah, them niggas is NPCs, bro.
That's a fact. Just part of the simulation.
Yeah.
Gym. The gym.
You forgot the Topo Chico.
Definitely the Topo Chico helped with the indigestion.
I'm on like my fourth one, bro.
You get Topo Chico to a baby, you pat the baby on the back, bro.
But hey, man, let's get into some topics. I don't know what y'all want to start with.
Let's watch that Glorilla shit real quick. I was trying to see that shit. I didn't even know that existed until you brought it up, nigga.
It's a bad video, bro.
It's a bad video. Why you think that, bro?
I seen like clips on Twitter. I seen basically the whole video. It's all not that long.
So how did you describe it, bro? I think your description of it was
what, the Section 8 music?
You said it was a Section 8 version.
It's We Cry Together, but like with food stamps.
The EBT version. Let's watch this, bro.
You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with food stamps either, but it's like, what is this? I'm sorry. This is not a good song.
Moneybagg can rap, though, right? He said Waukesha. Waukesha was pretty innovative.
I don't really care about Waukesha, but everything else, like, Nah, he be spitting, bro.
That was a bad song, bro. That shit was promoting opiates.
Bro, I promise you, I've never heard like a good verse from him.
You never heard Tom Today? Me versus me?
I heard Tom Today.
Yeah.
You fuck with Moneybagg, yo?
He be having some solid verses. I'm not like going through his whole discography, but when he be dropping music, this shit be valid.
Baby don't drop Young the Moneybagg, yo.
Yeah, maybe. But hey, let's play this video. Tragic, let's find out what's going on here. Beat up ass whip.
Perpetuating stereotypes.
Gorilla. Oh, what's she find? Gun.
Hey.
Wait, what was that? Shoot.
Fuck my hoe, fuck that bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Leave me alone, don't take my phone. It ain't what it is, I'm on what you on.
Fuck my nigga, he ain't shit. Boy ain't good for number dick. Plodging like you with your niggas. Pussy boy, you with that bitch.
What? Asking me about bitches in the city that she think I'm fucking. Look dead in her eyes before I lie. I'd rather tell her nothing.
So you ain't got shit to say now, huh? Dumbass.
I'd rather tell her nothing, smirking in her face.
What the fuck, funny?
Then I say change the subject. Let me know right now. What? If it ain't no preacher, us. Why? Cause one too close to zero, gotta keep me some on top. She like, you do too much. So I reply, you don't do enough. Oh. Even when we be into it, I can still pull up and fuck. Walking straight up out the house, you say I never hug and kiss you. Trying to see me every weekend. Why? Damn, I need space to miss you. No, I love you.
That's babe. Real.
Problems go away.
That's real. I need space
when
to
I
miss you.
Shit right here, go
I felt
another
that one.
Issue. Fuck my hoe. Fuck that bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Leave me alone. Don't take my phone. It is what it is. I'm on what you on.
Fuck my nigga, he ain't shit. Boy ain't good for number dick. Plodging like you with your niggas. Pussy boy, you with that bitch. All that telling folks I'm crazy. Tell them how you got me fucked up. Your mom ain't got no daughters. Boy, you ain't them bitches, brother. The then you told me that you knew the bitch, but she ain't say you fucked her. Oh, cheating ass, toxic ass, good dick motherfucker. With my man today, back outside tomorrow. Yeah. I be done with him today, then be at his house tomorrow. Mommy. I be buzzing out the windows, got him switching up his car. He won't find shit in my phone, but them little pictures of his car. Constant bringing up my ex and shit, he must want me to go back. I could really pop my shit for real, but I don't think he know that.
Know that.
Cut that nigga off good to show him that I'm on it. And he'll never, ever, 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 ever get his hoe back on the
gun. Fuck my hoe, fuck that bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Leave me alone, don't take my phone. It is what it is, I'm on what you on.
Fuck my nigga, he ain't shit. Boy ain't good for number dick. Plodging like you with your niggas. Pussy boy, you with that bitch.
They could have left this in the draft.
Hard, bro.
Hey, dog.
That shit kind of hard. Yo, honestly, I know what niggas is going to say, but that wasn't
was
bad, bro.
With that shit.
That wasn't a bad song, bro.
Like, yes, I knew that you probably wouldn't think it was bad because after what you just said about Moneybagg Yo being kind of nice.
Nah.
Once you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, he actually might fuck with this.
That's not master storytelling or nothing, but like, they did what they had to do, bro.
What did they do, though?
They described a story, bro. And I've seen this story plenty of times. So it's like, I understand the issue is like, it's perpetuating negative stereotypes. And but that shit happens, my nigga. There are toxic ass couples just like that they describe perfectly. It does not represent the entire black population. But that shit exists, my nigga. So why can't there be space for that?
Where's the nuance?
Well, why you need nuance? It's just entertainment.
Because they're not really together.
So
I'm saying if it's just for entertainment, then why project it?
Because they felt that before in prior relationships and they could connect to make a song like this.
So
and
saying,
I felt like
the
chemistry
saying,
was
the
good,
nuance?
Bro.
Like there's no nuance as in to be like, oh, this is not good. They're making it seem like this is just life. This is just how it is. This is how it should
be. Like that sometimes. Yeah.
But I'm saying like, I feel like the way that you're describing it, maybe is different from what I'm taking away from the video. Watching the video, it seems like they're just like, yep. Mm-hmm. Like it's like glorifying it, if anything. No pun intended.
I'll just say either one or the other could have been better. Either the video could have been better or the song. Like, they both couldn't. Like, because the video, I'm thinking, all right, at least with the song's all right. Maybe they might have some big budget, better video to do.
And then the video is kind of like,
I can agree with that. The video, they could have done more with it.
Or if it was the same exact video, maybe the song could have been better. Maybe the verses could have been more descriptive or some shit.
This is such, I think this is similar to the song we was listening to earlier. Like, this is just like,
oh, we was
very
listening
like
to the
ABC
Who Wants Smoke
1,
remix.
2, 3. Like, this is not good.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
mainstream
bad.
Ass music.
It feels forced.
No,
this
don't
is
do
not
that.
Mainstream music.
Don't do
this
that.
Is mainstream music.
No,
this
no, it's
this
not,
is
bro.
Like Memphis. This is Memphis music.
Memphis is not mainstream.
Memphis is becoming mainstream.
But it's not.
It's like...
It kind of
is. It's becoming that, but it's not.
Crazy, bro.
No, because the soundscape is Atlanta, Memphis, Detroit. That's hip-hop right now.
I don't be mainstream hearing Detroit. I don't know what you describe as mainstream, bro. What do you describe? What is mainstream to you?
Mainstream, I'm saying the dominant sounds that are like populating just like the rap caviars of the world and shit like that. That's mainstream hip-hop to me.
I'm shocked you said Memphis over New York.
That's what I'm saying.
There's way more artists in New York.
I hear way more drill music than I hear like Memphis or like even Detroit drill. I don't hear Detroit drill as much as I hear New York drill.
You got it.
I just don't know what you mean by mainstream. Cause like I'm hearing that you're saying like it's what's dominating like the rap playlist. But what's dominating the rap charts?
Yeah.
Mm. What is actually? Literally, I don't know. What is?
When I listen to the radio, I don't hear this. I heard FNF. And I hear the other one with Cardi B.
Radio to what's popping right now.
I hear
radio's mainstream really though. It's kind of.
Radio's
weeks behind.
Radio does dictate what's mainstream though, no bullshit.
I think the Billboard is more close to what's mainstream.
What's mainstream is not always popping. Because
if you're saying Memphis and Detroit, and as far as hip hop, it is popping, you feel me? Because it's like on the rise. As in that's what's like.
No, I think those are the dominating sounds like of what you hear.
I don't know.
I feel you with the beats with the Detroit shit. The Memphis shit, not so much yet.
So apparently it's the Drake and 21 Savage joint.
Okay.
Then there's Just Wanna Rock by Uzi, Nicki Minaj. Then Tomorrow 2, Glorilla and Cardi. Then there's Metro Boomin,
Atlanta.
Vegas by Doja Cat. Hotel Lobby, Unkin Few. Spin About You, Circo Loco, Too Many Nights. Freestyle by Lil Baby, Billie Eilish by Armani.
Freestyle by Lil Baby is still charting.
It's when niggas be bumping, bro.
That shit is hard.
Niagara Falls by Metro, California Breeze, Love You But. Like, I'm really not seeing no Detroit, no Memphis. Like,
no, I'm not going to lie to you. This is actually a terrible.
Oh, Moneybagg Yo's on there at 22. And then it's Lil Durk and Future, what Chicago.
Song?
Quickie.
Oh.
Another horrible one.
Nigga ain't even heard it.
I haven't heard any of the songs in those top 20. No bull. Besides Drake, obviously.
You heard a couple.
No, that's a bad top 20, bro. I don't feel like that represents the hip-hop.
Vegas is hard. That's a great song.
I feel like Rap Caviar is probably a better.
You want us to look at that?
Yeah, we should look at that.
I feel like for both charts, though, like, you can, I mean, like, maybe not Billboard, but, like, for Rap Caviar, I feel like.
That's a better representation. That's what I'm about to say.
Whoever, like, obviously it depends on streams, but I feel like whoever has the biggest budget is going to be in the top 20.
So there's the song we just listened to, right? Is at the top.
Okay.
Right,
crazy.
That's the biggest
then,
playlist.
Hold on. Then it's King Snipe by Gucci Mane and Young Thug.
That's Atlanta.
Kodak Black. Then there's Superhero from Metro Boomin.
Atlanta.
Mad Max from Lil Durk. Rich Flex from Drake. And then the Quickie from Moneybagg Yo is on there too.
Memphis.
It's the same nigga though. All right.
Okay. He's clear. Running Memphis. Let's like he's clear. Running that sound.
Then there's another Metro Boomin song. Then there's Polo G, Lil Uzi, Sofego, Lil
Atlanta.
Durk, Roddy Rich, Peezy. I don't know where that nigga from. Coi Leray, Nas and 21 Savages. And 21 Savage, Young Thug, Young Dolph, Lil Baby.
Young Dolph is Memphis.
I feel you. So there's three Memphis artists in here if we include Glorilla in that first track. So there's three Memphis artists. Where was the Detroit niggas that you said? Answer the question.
Peezy might be from Detroit.
Might be. Let's look.
I think he is. Peezy. Also, Young Dolph is not going to make music again.
Right now, currently, but I'm talking about in the past
year. Yeah, Peezy from Detroit.
Okay, Peezy from Detroit.
You didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you got the Baby Trons of the world. You got the Babyface Rays, bro.
I feel you.
You see the T Grizzlies. That's Detroit, bro.
I feel you. And I think what you're saying is like not false, but I just don't think that's mainstream. It's popular. It's popping. But it's not mainstream.
I think the mainstream you're using is very centric to like what also white people are listening
bro.
To. But I'm talking about.
Nah, it's not even about what white people are listening
world,
to. I'm
to
talking about
world.
when you think of rap.
Yes.
When you think of rap in 2022, Atlanta. Think of like Atlanta shit like
no,
that.
No, but I'm also thinking about Detroit. Detroit had was a dominant sound in 2022, especially. Especially.
I feel you. I'm not denying that.
That was more the year before, probably. No bullshit.
Fact, 2021.
That's when I would say it was on the rise. But then you got like artists like Lakia, too. She's a Detroit artist.
You realize that like, I feel like you're naming a lot of people from like the freshman list, and I feel like you're letting that dictate where you think
what you think the sound is currently. Like hot artists.
Well, I think you got to think more about their sound too. Just because they're from these places don't mean they actually like sound like the sound. You feel me? Tell you shit.
They be rapping on those beats.
I feel you, but like, I think my biggest thing is that when it comes down to this, like, this might be like the popping sound, but like that doesn't make it good either. That song was still bad. Like if we're being completely honest, like those verses were bad. It sounds so like elementary. Like, I know that I've heard better Money Bag Yo verses. Clearly, we've heard better shit from Glorilla as well. That's just not a good song, bro. Honestly, I don't know why they made it. That's why I'm wondering why they made it.
I think it's a decent song. I think probably a label thing. Because it's not. It's, shit, right? It doesn't blow my expectations. It doesn't exceed my expectations at all. But I'm not saying it's a bad song. Like, yo, I turn this off. I can't hear it. Like, it's still fall. It's formulaic. But
that shit was chips, bro.
The verses are so bad, bro. It sounds so clunky.
I can hear people bumping this shit.
If, like me, you know what it sounds like? That sounds like two people that aren't rappers rapping. Like rapping something that like people are just like, oh, rap this. Like it's like they wrote it for like their end of year celebration or some shit. Someone said that it was like the popular kids at a talent show. You know what I mean? I think and like they're like they forgot they weren't talented and decided to do this. But to me, it sounds like, you know how like at the end of the year for like a graduation, someone writes like a graduation rap. It sounds like that. It sounds like very like simple, formulaic, like parody rap almost.
I think it's cool that they're both from Memphis, and they probably could have did anything else, and that shit would have been better.
No. Not to say that type. A collaboration between those two, you couldn't, because this doesn't have a long shelf life. The same way We Cry Together is not going to have a long shelf life. You know how many times, like, you heard the song We Cry Together, and that's a way better version of whatever this shit is. You feel me?
It's a great song.
It is. But
from a great album.
But how many times can you hear?
From a great artist.
But how many times can you hear We Cry Together either?
A lot. Every time I listen to the album.
Maybe that's just you. But you after a couple times, niggas just like, okay, that was cool.
Bro, you saw that Kendrick was one of my most played artists this year, from last year. And like the reason why is because of that album. I just listened to it from top to bottom over and over again.
I understand. But when you go on to select songs, most people aren't going back to that. It's a cool song. It's a great song. Great visuals attached to it. But sometimes you don't even have the capacity to like always want to listen to that shit compared to other songs on the album.
That's the case with any song.
Facts.
How many times do you listen to one song, bro? You're not getting the point I'm making, bro. I'm saying in comparison to the rest of the songs, that one, most people have less capacity.
You
say
it has
a
lower replay value.
Yes.
What you're saying. So I'm saying, how much replay value do songs
compared to with Rich Spirit, compared to Silent Hill, like those are higher replayability. Even like what's it called? Auntie Diaries. That's a great song. That whole like, you know, story that he's telling to get to that end point where it's like, oh, okay, whatever, you feel me? That aha moment. But like after a couple times, it's not like it's gonna hit the same afterwards.
I played that song probably the most.
Out of all the songs on that album, Mother Eyes Sober was the song I played the most from that album. But this is one of the worst songs. Nothing happened in the beat. It's just the loop.
Yeah, I didn't like that song. Mm.
I feel you, but that's my most played song.
I hear you, bro.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like everybody's different.
Sure. But
I don't think you can compare this song, or what We Cry Together, to this song, because I feel like We Cry Together evokes more emotion. And then this Moneybagg Yo song is like
way
numbness.
More written. Like you said, it's elementary as fuck, bro. Like there's no
this
denying.
This song is cursed, bro. Like,
hip hop nowadays isn't elementary as fuck.
And that's
like
not
that.
Good.
A lot of it is not, bro.
But I guess what I'm pointing out is that I'm not saying this is a good song. I'm not trying to convince anybody that this is a good song. But like,
he's like, it's decent.
People going out of their way to be like, yo, this is just bad. Like, I don't think.
What's good about it?
So can I explain what I'm trying to say, bro? People have spoke on this shit as if it was egregiously bad. I don't think it's egregiously bad, bro.
Why?
I feel like it's mediocre.
Why is it not egregiously bad?
Because it's mediocre. It's just mediocre. Like, I don't think it's.
You don't think this is egregious? Like what they're showing?
I think it's a no. And what did I point out? Like, I understand, like, oh, it's a bad portrayal of black, like, but that's actually someone's reality, bro.
But you don't think that it's egregious that they're not depicting any type of nuance? That is just all negative stereotypes, negative, 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 negative.
That's hip hop in 2022,
bro. There's not even like any like examination of like how people got there or like why it is that they're like that or why even they decided.
They did explain it.
It started with the condom.
Yeah, man, bro. Explain that. That's nuance that's right there, bro. It's not like they just started screaming at each other, bro. They called each other cheating, bro. How do most relationships end, bro?
So now I feel like you don't understand what I mean. When you listen to Kendrick's song, right? It's like that song was in the context of like that entire album where the nigga was talking about trauma that he was dealing with and how like that was impacting his relationships.
Yeah, you had a whole album to be able to tie it into. This is just a single, bro.
I feel you. But then there's a video attached to it too, though. So it's like, if it's going to be a single, why didn't the video like give you more context?
What do you need context of, bro? Like, you, saying, you don't understand the story.
If you're going to pick my people like this, at least get like some nuance in there. Explain issue. How
there kind of was no story.
Explain how we became this way as a
why
people.
Why? No. That's the thing, bro. Why is it always got to be a representation of all the people? No. But why can't it be just a representation of their story, the people who have gone through this shit, bro? Why is it got to be? It's a representation of all black people, bro.
Because even those people will tell you that it wasn't just like, oh, I get into these toxic relationships, I don't know why,
bro.
They'll tell you like, this person has this is something that's wrong with them, or this is something that they've experienced. That person was cheating. Something that they dealt with. No, bro, that's not not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm saying, though. You're not hearing me.
What,
like, listen, bro. Listen, just take a second to listen, bro.
I'm not. Just take a second to listen, bro. You're taking it and trying to dissect it and apply it to a whole bigger sociological thing.
Just take a second to listen, bro.
What's up, bro?
Just take a second. I'm telling you that as human beings, right? It's never just this is what happened. This is what it is. There's always more to the story than that. You feel me? Anytime we act out on something, there's always a reason why that happened. Even if it's like no reason, that no reason likely is stemming from something wrong with us, like mentally, or if it's something wrong with us behaviorally that we have yet to adapt to or shift or change or anything like that. You feel me? A lot of times people are in these toxic relationships because they don't know how to love someone else besides themselves, or maybe they're like acting out some shit that they heard from their father or from their mom, some shit like that. That's a line you could throw in there. Easily type shit to at least like give niggas like the understanding that like this is not some normal shit.
Money back, yo, like, bro. Like, what?
I'm just saying that they're human beings, right? They're people and they're also rappers, bro.
But that bar is not like where they're trying to reach, bro. They're over here with it, bro. Nigga, and you're expecting them to be over here with
it. Even if they still added that, the song would have been chips too. Like, it just don't even bump, and the hook is kind of chips and repetitive.
It would have been chips.
Regardless of whatever,
no matter what.
Like, yeah, like, it's just...
I think y'all, like, think I'm trying to convince you, like, yo, this shit fire. Like, nah,
I don't know what
the
fuck you trying to do, bro. I think you just trying to talk, bro.
Not even, bro. I'm just saying, I don't think it's egregiously bad, bro.
I feel like...
I think it's mediocre, and most of rap is mediocre, bro. What the fuck? When did I ever say that? What is that coming out of my mouth?
I just want to ask you a question.
Bro, like
Is it really, that good,
bro?
No, but bro?
Listen, bro. How many songs, because you guys are judging it on the grand scheme of things, like, yo, you're comparing it to Kendrick or doing all, like,
okay, you want the nuance. I just compared it to your music, bro. Are you not an artist? Is this better than any of your songs?
Let me ask you something. I'm going to say this, bro. Going to make me say the thing y'all want me to say. Peep this, right? Soulja Boy, turn my swag.
Better than my music,
hold on. Soulja Boy, turn my swag on. That shit has cultural impact. But if I listen to that song and dissect the fuck out of it, it's a terrible, mediocre ass song, bro.
That shit better
than this.
How about say?
No. But that's not...
I'm not
trying to make direct comparisons. No. But when you really look at it, bro, you be like, that's some elementary ass school. Like,
But at least it goes.
It just goes to show, bro, things could still hit, bro, and not like reach a certain level and threshold.
But no one's saying that it can't be on some toxic shit and not bump. We're saying this don't even bump, and it's on some bullshit.
If you say it don't even bump,
that's what I said.
I thought it had a little bit of bump to it. You know what I mean?
You was like, okay,
It had a little bit of bump to it. But
and
as far
he
as
bit
like
the fuck out of who was that Asian dog? Who has a song? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Bit the whole shit out of that shit, bro. No bullshit.
Maybe.
It's just keep the
L's. But don't
just
get
keep
it twisted,
up.
Bro. I'm not trying to say this is a great song. I'm just saying
I feel you.
People
said,
are going
you
out their way to be like, yo, it's egregiously bad. And I just think it's mediocre.
Niggas say you think that niggas is going out of their way to say that also. I'm telling you that this is egregious because of the depiction of black people and that the song don't even slap. They got the nerve to do this and the song's not even good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even care about the content. I just know that the song is not good. Bro.
This is a bigger question I do want to ask. Why is it though? This is like, I'm trying to dig deep, right?
But even with this, next time like some shit like that happens, don't look at me. Look at the camera.
Sure.
So then you could be like, into the camera. That's hip hop.
Nigga, real actor right here. Hard actor back. I like it. But why is it when we see forms of media like this that we gotta act like it represents all of our community, bro? No, because
you said it represents all of our community.
You just asked the question.
I said that if you're gonna depict my people, black people,
but
right?
It's not a depiction of all people or of all black people, bro.
I didn't say all black people. I said black people.
It's a very small segment of people, and this is someone's reality, though. It's not like I don't think it's
and
that.
There's a reason why their reality is that way.
For sure,
and show it.
Facts. At the very least, you can say like this is something that goes on, and this is why. But instead of doing that, they just talk about it. That's like the same thing that white people do when they come in and they just be rapping. They be like this and this and this. And they're like doing all the like, quote unquote, rap that they hear, like the gangster rap shit. You feel me? Or like they're rapping because it's what they hear on the radio. But it's like they don't live those lives. It's like they're just basically just depicting the shit and like replaying the shit. But it's like, nigga, there's a reason why that shit happens. There's a reason why that shit exists. You're just coming in and just talking about it. I think not to say that your experience isn't valid, but it's like at the very least, if you're gonna talk about these situations, you got to honor them. You got to shed light on the experiences, the stories of the people that are actually like living through these things.
No, I feel like the people who actually go through those things would relate to this. And even if I feel like it's unsaid, bro. It's because you know someone who's been like that.
So do you.
We all know somebody. Hey. Feel me? So it's like, why do you need that nuance when you have the nuance? Your own personal experience is the nuance, bro.
Because to then be you know like, what happens?
What's up?
You know what happens when you don't add nuance into everything that you do? Then people hear this and they're just like, oh, this is normal. So then they just perpetuate it. You feel me? They don't think that this is a bad thing. They think that this is just how it is. And if like, it is how it is, then that's how it is. That's real life, bro.
If you people, think that's how it is for this one music video, you got
it. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like, that's the thing. In. Is that people are going to see this? Especially
the
people
demographic
that are isolated.
Of people that are watching it too, bro. It's probably a younger audience, bro. Teenagers are younger than that too, bro. No bullshit.
And I don't think it's just this music video. I feel like this music video is just, it just piles on to like the hundreds of music videos.
Type shit.
With like bad depictions of, I guess,
and that's valid. That's, but I think the biggest thing is like when you try to make this one stand out when it's a pile of bullshit.
Because this is egregious.
It's a pile of bullshit out there too, bro.
But this is like, you know how you see the pile of bullshit, but it's like it's far from you. This is like the one that they just like threw at you, like they threw it in your face because it's like it's so like blatant. There's no like, there's not even like they're not even trying to hide it. It's like toxicity. Turn that up. And it's like, that's not hard. That's not, it's not the worst thing in the world, but that can't be good for the community. There's no way.
A lot of shit that's in hip hop is not good for the community. So maybe.
But it's like, at least though, and you might be able to argue that some of those things are good for the community, but this isn't good for the community at all. Even when you think about Glorilla, if anything, her stock is going down because of this song. Cause her verse was chips. She sounded like she barely know how to rap on this song. It sounds like she's reading that shit right off the paper.
I feel like she's putting herself in a box, like with this song and with her past song. It's like, all right, I'm just going to view you one way.
Facts.
Bro, she said twerking at the headlight. She's trying to embody all forms of ratchetness, bro.
You listen to the project?
No, I did not.
That's
but
not all she
but,
talked about
but
on
the
there.
Singles, bro, that's what it, that's a big representation
I
of
feel
like.
You, but that's not all she talked
about.
Okay,
what else? What else? Just your biggest songs, bro. That doesn't mean that's all you can
and
do.
And that's what most people are going to be listening to. But no,
that's
no.
But
explain,
that's not all she talked
to me,
about
though,
on the project,
what else?
She talked about her struggles coming up, like how it was like difficult for her to even like get into the position that she's in now because like it was like she's
like
an artist.
Rappers.
She's a, like, yeah. I met like all rappers, exactly type shit. I'm not saying that she's the greatest artist in the world, but I'm saying that like too, there's at least some nuance that's examined as far as like her actual like where she's at now versus like where she was, how she was struggling during like 2020 and 2021 and all that shit. You feel me? That's real life. But then she made this and it's like, well. Forget, I guess I'll forget about all that.
Yeah, why
know.
Didn't she make a Meek's video off any of those songs like you just said?
Type shit.
Like she had an opportunity to do something good, and then she chose this.
And I think that's fine. She can do what she wants. You know what I mean? This is how she's doing it. But at least, like, if you're going to do it, though, it got to at least sound good. That's the thing. Because then it's just like your stock's just going down.
Either that or the video got to be more complex to it. Like, it's like it was both kind of like chips, bro. Like, at least, all right, if it had a cooler video, the song's chips, it's like, all right. But then if the video's like this and the song's like, is at least bump, like it's catchy, then maybe, all right, whatever, it could slide.
And
Moneybagg
Yo could probably get away
chips.
With this because I don't see this being much worse than any of his other music. So it's like, he could probably get away with this.
You know what we failed to acknowledge this whole episode? I mean, his new retwist.
Nigga, this is regular. Nigga making a big deal out of a nigga getting his hair done.
He did walk in extra when jolly, though. No bullshit. I didn't notice that.
He had a little pep in his step.
On the
no
walk,
he's
jolly. He was smiling. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
You no hate though.
No hate though. All hate. All
came
hate.
With the Gumby
niggas
and shit,
is projecting.
Bro.
Niggas is projecting. Yo, we gotta have that conversation, bro. Is there too much hate in Boston?
Yo, your segues are crazy.
I'm hate.
You're
the
pretty good at
I'm
it. I'm not gonna lie.
Segues,
not
bro.
Really.
This nigga BJ Baller, man. I don't know why he said that, but that was like an old interview. I wonder why he said that.
Wait, it's an old interview that got resurfaced.
Yeah, they just
it's
posted
not
that.
Oh, I think it's from like, last year type shit.
Yeah, they posted that clip. I was like, I wonder why he
so
said that.
So it resurfaced on most of our timelines, and it's basically a video of them just saying. I mean, I don't know if you want to play it or not, but
want to play it?
Yeah, you can play it. We can react to it.
It's because our Boston media.
It's the reaction episode. episode.
What do you think's missing? Why do you think, like, we haven't had
the
that?
The unity, the love, shit like that. It'd be shit like that. Legit, but what gets me mad is everybody knows that. Everybody knows, everybody knows, like, yo, I'm from Boston. Yeah, we got no love. Our city got no love. This, that, and the third. But nobody wants to do nothing to change it.
This shit needs to be the promo clip. For
everybody wants to point out the problem, but don't want to fix it, bro. I swear to God, everybody knows that the city's full of hate. Everybody knows why people shit don't be getting nowhere, but don't want to change it. They don't want to be like, all right, let's just stop all this shit and actually do something to get somewhere. Instead of like, yeah, you know, like, yeah. I don't know, they know the problem, they just don't want to fix it. Nobody, that's the best way I can say it. Everybody knows the problem.
I know.
Everybody be hating on each other. Everybody wants to be the goat.
Everybody?
Thoughts, opinions?
Everybody? I don't know these niggas, so it's like, no disrespect to y'all, but like,
DJ Baller's nice, bro.
He makes good music.
I just don't know why he said this.
Like, niggas really be outside, bro.
I just don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, I'm really, like, perplexed.
Because everybody be hating? I don't know, bro. I can't even speak. I'm not from Boston, but the last couple of years of just being in the city and being in the scene, bro, ain't been nothing but love. Yeah. There's some fuckery going on here and there, but, like, it's mostly nothing but love, bro. There's a whole bunch of people who literally, it feels like niggas want to be fed content and music and shit like that, and they're willing to support if that's some good shit.
I feel like he's speaking on an older era of the Boston music scene.
I think so, too.
And I feel like that stuck with a lot of niggas, no bullshit. Mm.
The way I look at it, too, is that, like, I agree.
How old is he? You have an idea? Is he a part of that older generation?
He's probably 24. Probably
around our age, yeah.
But I'm just saying, to me, like, the way I see it is that thing, yeah, it stuck with a lot of niggas that, like, when they were younger, is like they weren't able to, like, get far because, like, there was no love. You feel me? It's like being able to, like, get integrated into this, like, the music scene in Boston, mm-hmm. was a lot harder, was a lot more strained. Like, the relationships between folks were not as, like, stable and as solid. And I think there weren't as many opportunities, and the infrastructure wasn't there either. But I think that's not, to me, I don't really think that's true. I feel like it's less about, like, there not being too much infrastructure now, and there not being too much support now, and more that, like, people are not willing to, like, go out and actually try to get it. You feel me? I think before, I'm not saying this is what he's doing, but I'm saying in general, I think before people were using that as an excuse not to be able to make it anywhere.
I was about to say.
You feel me? But now, it's like, if you're still using that as, like, an excuse, like, to me, it really just sounds like you're not doing enough.
You know it sounds, I mean, like a crutch. It sounds like them being able to make it make sense to themselves why it's not working out.
Yeah, because, like,
it's so much easier to blame everybody else for why you're not coming up, you know, or why you're not getting the traction you feel like you deserve.
And niggas try to make it seem like niggas is hating on them too, and niggas is just telling them, like, what the facts of the situation are with some shit too.
Yeah, let's be honest though. Hip hop is ran by invisible ops, my nigga. Everybody got invisible ops. Everybody got some haters, nigga. I've made some haters up in my music. I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna talk about y'all.
I think you actually got some haters though.
No, for sure. But I'm saying sometimes you still gotta dig deep. You still gotta dig deep and make. And who's hating, bro? Man, fuck them. Fuck them. We out here with the Topo Chico. You can't tell me shit.
That's weird, bro. That shit is weird, bro. Stop drinking on camera, bro. The eyes is weird, bro. The eyes is creepy, bro. But I think that, like, it sucks that, like, you know, this is something that this clip surfaced at the time that it did, because I think, like, it's gonna do two things. One, it's gonna get a bunch of people who are already doing this shit to be like, oh, like, you know, niggas is doing it already, so a lot of niggas just don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, let's keep this nigga away from this shit, or let's keep these niggas that think like this out of here, because clearly they don't know what the fuck's going on, or maybe they're not really in the scene. And I don't think that's helpful, because a lot of niggas, that's how they believe, that's how they feel. You gotta show them otherwise. You gotta introduce them to other shit, and if they're, like, not engaging with it, then that's on them. But, like, at least try, you feel me? And on the other hand, another thing that I can do is make it so that niggas who are already not really doing so well with their music, they're just gonna keep perpetuating this shit and be like, see, I'm telling you, bro, like, it's the facts. Niggas is hating, bro. I gotta get out of here. Yeah. And keep pushing that, like, leave the city in order to make something of the city narrative. That shit clearly is not true. You feel me? That's never been the case. Like, every time someone leaves here and does their thing outside of here, it's like, that shit does not reflect well on here. You feel me? Because you're not opening up opportunities for the niggas here. Like, we were just talking about that shit earlier. Like, niggas do that shit all the time. You start making waves where you from, and then you leave, and the next thing you know, like, the waves is done. You feel me? Like, all the people that you was trying to bring with you, that shit's not going to carry over. The shit never works. The shit has never worked.
You think that the love is going to be transferable in a whole different city?
Type shit. And it never is, bro. And like, you got to build there too now.
And that's the, like, it's the thinking of like, okay, I'm a big fish in a small pond. So let me be a smaller fish in this huge ass pond.
Type shit. And it's like, my nigga, like, nobody is that, like, great from, like, nobody is that great to the point where, like, you don't need the people, like, you don't need the people, like, who you started with behind you. You feel me? At the end of the day, like, we were just talking about that shit before. Like, if you're good everywhere, but you're not good in Brockton, and you're from Brockton, it's like, are you really good? Feel me?
You're not good from the place you're from. Yeah.
Type shit. It's like, that shit don't, that shit's not real. You know what I mean? Like, and it's what's up. You can be up if you want, but like, if you're not up where you're from, it's like, that shit don't really hold weight, bro. It's just weird.
And that's why I always said too, like, even despite me saying, like, I really do think there's genuine love in the city. And yeah. Yo, you pop out outside, we about to be at an event today and we're going to see nothing but love, bro. For real. And we'll talk about that later. Maybe. talk about that later. But I actually think, like, it's also a byproduct. That hate that you see is a byproduct. And I spoke on this before. Like, eventually you're going to see with time, niggas is going to become bitter. Like right now, it's all love. It's kumbaya because we're all young. We're all getting to it. But when some niggas really get to it and they out of here, and then some people still doing the same shit they doing and they not seeing the results they want, I'm sure that love is going to turn into bitterness very quickly.
No, that's the case everywhere. You feel me?
I don't think it's Boston specific either. And that's why
in any field, no bullshit. I feel like that happens to a lot of niggas just with high school.
That's the evolution of life.
No bullshit. It just be like that.
And if that's how it be, then that's how, so be it, you feel me? But at the end of the day, like, we don't got to keep perpetuating that shit, you feel me? Like, if niggas want to hate, do that shit over there, but that's not the type of time that most niggas is on out here, you feel me? There's been niggas that just started making music last year, you feel me, type shit, that is getting all the love in the world. Niggas need to stop complaining about the shit, bro. It's not that serious. Like, not, again, like, I feel like I understand, like, a little more about, I want to understand more about, like, why he said this in particular. But I do know that for a lot of niggas that say the same thing, it's like, bro, you just got to get out and go get that shit, bro.
Yeah, stop.
Get out the crib.
And just know this shit is not guaranteed. Nobody owes you shit, my nigga. Facts. Nobody. You could be the nicest nigga in the world, bro. Like, and that's the reality of the situation. You still might get overlooked. That's what it is, bro. This shit is not given to you. You got to be lucky sometimes.
That's the game.
Luck has a huge part to do with this shit, too. You feel me?
It's like gambling. You betting on yourself.
You feel me? And that's all you can do is bet on yourself, bro. You can't expect people to do it for you. And the reality is, it's the same thing with this podcast, bro. We come in week in, week out, bust our ass. But if this shit don't do what it's got to do, bro, we can't look at nobody but ourselves. You feel me? Facts, but maybe we strike gold. Maybe we get lucky. Maybe we get the right person to see this shit. And then we out of here. Or maybe not, bro, but that's, and you got to just live with that.
And it's like, do you really love the scene? Do you really love the music that you're making? Do you love yourself? You feel me? Because at the end of the day, it really don't matter what other people think about you as long as you love what you're doing. Don't matter what other people want to do for you, as long as you know that you're going to do for yourself. You're going to make sure that you're right too. You feel me? One of the things that I like have hated to see over the last couple of years when it comes down to Boston and the music scene over here in Massachusetts is that niggas will be able to do like events and put all these shows together for themselves, make a name for themselves outside of the city a little bit and within the city a little bit. You know what I mean? All across the state. And then niggas will go to their events and they'll pull up just to say they was there, not even to support niggas for real. Mm. You know what I mean? Just because niggas is doing it. And it's like, you just there, like, and it's like, why are you pulling up? I feel like you're only there because it makes you look good. It makes you look like you're not a hater.
Still pull up. Increase them numbers.
No, what I'm saying, I'm not saying don't pull up, but I'm saying if you're there,
if you're going to be there, might as well.
And you're only there to make yourself look like you're not hating, but then behind the scenes, like, all you do is hating. And it's like, you part of the problem. And that's what I see from a lot of niggas. Niggas will pull up just to pull up. They be like, oh, you can't say I wasn't there, or can't say da 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 da. But they don't really fuck with the nigga. They won't listen to the nigga music outside of that space. They won't do none of that shit. And I'm like, yo, if that's the case, then maybe you need to tell that nigga that you're not rocking with his shit. Maybe you need to be honest with niggas about the shit that you're like absorbing from them. Maybe be honest with the niggas about whether, like, what about their music you don't like. So maybe them niggas can fix the shit. You feel me? Or maybe that shit's not
a good idea. You think that's a good idea?
I do think that's a good idea. Bro, this week, you know how many niggas sent me music this week, bro?
Niggas did end up sending you music.
People sent me different shit, bro. Yes. Like,
off the strength of last episode?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was off the strength of the episode. I made the post about it on the story.
Off the
strength of that, I was like, 25 different people sent me music. Some of them I already listened to.
What's the ratio like? Bro, good music to bad music.
Regardless of like good to bad music, because I don't think it's like good music versus bad music. It's more so
shit you enjoyed versus shit you didn't enjoy.
Bro, I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed like maybe like a third of the music that was sent to me. I don't really enjoy most, because a lot of it is also hip hop music. And like I said, I don't really listen to rap music like that because niggas don't be talking about nothing in their music. You feel me? All niggas want to talk about, like, for the most part, not like all niggas want to talk about, but for the most part, niggas are just talking about the same shit. Drugs, money, gang, shooting niggas, killing niggas, fucking bitches. And I don't give a fuck, bro. I really don't care about any of that shit, bro. That shit means nothing to me. But it's like, if you can say it in a cool, clever, creative way, it's like, you might get me. No bullshit. I might fuck with that. But all this to say is that I'm hearing it, and a lot of times I'm like, okay, this is dope, but like, here's some things that you're missing. You feel me? And that's all it is. It's like, if you really want to take this to the next level, here's some thoughts, here's some suggestions. You don't have to take them. It's just feedback. Do as you will with it. And niggas is receptive to the feedback. There was only one person. There was only one very specific fucking young ass nigga that didn't like any of the shit that I said to him. Didn't respond to any of that shit. And that nigga.
Wait, how do you know he didn't like it if he didn't respond?
He didn't respond. He seen it.
He
though.
Just seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he didn't
and
like
everyone
it.
Else, and everyone else that seen it, they at least like responded and said this, and it was like, okay, word. I appreciate that. I appreciate
was there
you
anybody
taking
like,
time to
I
listen.
Strongly disagree.
No.
What if he was just busy?
Nah.
What if he's trying to internalize it? Nah. Like, he didn't realize that
know,
you were gonna give him that
it's
response.
Bro, I've heard. I know this young nigga. I know him, bro. I know he be on. I know he don't. He's not good at taking feedback. I already know. Yeah. I'm already knowing, bro.
Damn.
And so when I seen that shit, I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm surprised he even sent this shit to me. I heard it. I told him what I think. And hey, nigga. Hey, man. All I know is if niggas want to make that type of music, bro.
And
you
how do
keep...
you know that's not like the domino that falls? And it's like he's gonna go back and be like, yo, this nigga Nate's a hating ass nigga. Fuck that nigga.
I don't give a fuck. Because I gave him the same amount of attention that I gave every other person that was that I listened to the music of. And I also like I made sure that like literally like take time to write out like constructive criticism of each one, including praise. You feel me? I'm not about to just sit here and just talk about what I didn't like about the shit. I mean, that would be a waste of my time and yours.
Strength and a growth, no
type
growth
shit. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like every other person, except for this one person, was like, I rock with it. And I'm like, all right, bet. But I already knew how this one person was going to respond.
I think it's also different though, because okay. If they're sending you their music, it's because they want
cares to some certain extent what you say.
Yeah, type shit. Like, and I'm like, why are you saying
this? You're talking about it. Someone pulls up to the event and they don't like what they're watching to share that. Yo, sometimes no one asks for that shit, bro. Keep your opinion to yourselves. You feel me? Sometimes when you take
it
the wrong
always,
way.
Not even. It just don't always be in the time and place right there. Facts. Yeah. If a nigga just get off stage, don't be like, da da da. But you hit him up like a couple days later, like, yo, this is some pointers I saw during your performance. You could have did such and such better. Feel me?
Or even like, yo, I wish you would have done this. That would have been really cool. I would have wanted to see something like that. Maybe that's something you can implement in the future.
I think it's dope when someone can get that, take that feedback and like use
nigga,
it constructively.
Most people can take that feedback. Niggas just don't know how to give it to them.
Some niggas be getting in their feelings, bro. And that's why I just step don't know away how to from give it, to period, them, bro.
The people who care will take the feedback and then like try to grow off that. But like people who be like my music is good and I don't care what you think, like they're not going to, like there's no space to grow.
Not even, it's exactly what Nate just said. Niggas don't know how to give constructive criticism. And it's exactly that. Niggas don't know how to be like, to like tell somebody like, yo, how they could change this or how
without
they could increase it or make it better. Just like niggas just be like, I don't like it. Why
and niggas can't
like
articulate it the same way they can't articulate why they like something anyway. To me, those niggas' opinions don't matter, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. When a nigga can't tell you why he likes something or why he don't like something, bro, don't even listen to that nigga. That nigga don't know what the fuck he likes.
Sometimes it's off the feeling, bro.
That nigga that nigga just go with the flow.
Bro, you never
niggas
heard like a song
that,
and was
niggas
like
that, they just go with whatever is popular. You can guarantee their favorite artist is gonna
be
the most popular artist.
Niggas don't know how to speak, bro.
You know why you
like
Drake, bro.
Like
you know why you like Drake music. A nigga
why y'all bring up Drake?
Because Drake is the most popular nigga, right?
I thought
and that's
he
was your favorite artist.
Being,
but that's also your favorite artist. But you know why you like Drake. A lot of niggas be like, oh, Drake, my favorite artist. Be like, oh, why? Niggas be like, I don't know, bro. I just like it. Like, nigga, get the fuck out my face, bro. You don't know shit. Your opinion don't matter. Sheep.
Champagne poppy.
Are y'all trying to give you opinions of what y'all think is going to happen tonight, though?
In the chamber.
In the chamber. and that's an amazing... If y'all really want to see what's going on in the Boston
scene, this is
about to
be the most energetic one that we've seen.
This is
going to
be that one, no bullshit.
You guys think so?
This is not for us, nigga. We the old heads.
Because I was about to say, I looked at the lineup. I don't know a lot of these people. I mean, I know of them, but like...
I don't even think none of these niggas is over 20.
Nah, some of them are 20.
Who?
Red Amendola got it. That would be over 20.
Nah. I think Red is... Yeah, Red, he's probably 20.
I feel like he's
older
than me.
I think 101 is also turning 20.
That's what I'm saying. I think they all like...
What's it called? Samo's 20.
Oh, yeah. You right. Yeah.
Can we talk about... Okay, so let's list the lineup first before we give our predictions, right?
This is about to be the most explosive one.
This is going to be the one right here, man. This is that one.
I don't think the first one is the one. I think the inaugural chamber is still
the first
the best
one.
Is one that
because
he
was in there, bro. I'm not going to lie,
I think one, some of
the first
best artists... The
first one's cool, but you got to think about it. After the first one, each one got to get better. You feel me? Tell you shit.
And I think the second one was smooth.
I don't think the second one was better than the first one.
I don't think the second one was better than the first one either. But I think this one is better than both of them combined.
We're going to have to see. You can't say that this
maybe, soon. Maybe, yeah, maybe.
But we got to see.
You got to see what S1 and S2 do. That's really what it comes down to.
What's S1 and S2?
What's the A1? Oh, A1 and A2. Steph and Cam.
Of
Thrill Studios.
I want to see how are the procedures going to be different this time around.
Then they're going to be hosting this time?
Yeah. Still them. My biggest thing is, well, read the lineup.
Okay, the lineup is, so this is the first round. We got Red Amendola versus Maceo Mays. And then in another matchup, Nate Speaks versus O3 Evola.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm saying that right.
I think it's Evola.
Evola.
Is it Evola?
It's Evola.
Evola?
O3 yeah, Evola. Okay. Evola. And then in another bracket, we got Sonny versus Dolo Samo.
Samo. I think it's a Dolo Samo.
I thought it was just going with each other. You feel me? Criollo. And then we got One of One Soldier versus Makio Yukio. Did I say that wrong?
Maki Ukio. Yeah. That one's tough. That's tough. No bull. That's a tough one to say.
You know what? Next time you do it, nigga. That's why we make you read shit.
Nigga, I was messing up when I was reading earlier too, man. You know, reading is hard sometimes.
So we gonna go like round by round, or we just saying like who think is taking the whole
win,
thing?
Bro? Who you think's gonna win, bro?
But it's so dependent on the brackets too. And we seen that last time too. Like you can't just say this person's gonna win because if it's a bad matchup, niggas it might not make
that,
it through.
Niggas didn't think that I was getting through. Niggas was wrong.
Nigga love reminding us of this. Shut up. It's not about you, nigga.
He won it.
Niggas thought you was getting through, and look at you, nigga. What the fuck?
Nah, I think
that nigga EXO went meant to the nigga. This is his gallery right here, nigga. He was like bodies, like nigga got through y'all.
Shit, yo, just because you played us that Dolo song, I'm gonna say Dolo.
Type shit, that nigga's nice.
All she wanna do is party.
Yeah, it's Haitian ass loves that shit.
Bro, you know how many zones gonna be in the building, nigga? They going up.
Yeah, we
that's an anthem, nigga.
Who do I want to put my money on? I think Nae Speaks makes it to the finals.
See, Nae is like
she got mad
Nae
energy.
She got that rapid like, energy. That like
that Nae is like Nae is easy energy. Money. I feel like Nae is like easy money in this. Yeah. Like because it's like if you were to bet on any one person, it's like who's the most different out of all of them? Nae. By default. So it's like you
she
think,
the only woman on here?
Yeah. So like easy money is on Nae because it's like if she can get past the first round, it's like
I think it's
the
beyond
momentum
her just
carry.
Being a woman. I think she actually
she's nice.
Can spit.
She's also nice, but I think it's just about being different.
And her presence. Mm-hmm. I think she got like
she brings something different
a very
to the
assertive and confident energy.
She reminded me of a politician a little bit in the interviews.
In the interview,
in the
how
interviews
she can,
they was doing.
Why you say that?
I feel like she was very like political with her answers. Like she was like very like
she brought up the community
and like
community.
You know, all the like she was checking off all the boxes.
Those are the sucker words to like you know? Get over. And over. That's why I fucked up the first round.
Yeah,
I wasn't community oriented enough.
Yeah,
you
none of that. And I like that tombstone. Though because I feel like she's that was how she was in the interview. But then when she performs and she brings her music, it don't sound nothing like that. So it's like kind of gonna be like that nice kind of like duality of it.
Yeah.
So she's like to me, she's easy money. I feel like she's like she's probably like has the highest chance of winning, right?
I think she definitely goes.
However,
to the finals.
There's also smart money and there's good money. Okay. Smart money is like if you know the game, then this is who you'll pick. And then good money is like, nah, this everyone's sleeping on this person.
Who's your smart money?
Mackie.
I was about to say, I think
smart money's Mackie.
I think Mackie got
I think
it depending
Mackie
on
makes
what
it
songs
to the
he do.
Tight.
It really, that, I was telling the niggas that. I was like, yo, the most important thing is like picking your song.
That
bro.
Nigga know that, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
That nigga was recording Paul like, more than what? That nigga was like, shit.
Nah, but we seen it. We watched Mackie. We watched Maggie's last performance at not his last
what
performance,
a life.
But at the Lando.
He was performing at What a Life.
He performed at What a Life.
What a Life.
Oh yeah, the Clark show too. But the last time I seen him was what was the show though? Like
on the block.
On the block. Exactly. Yeah. And just the way he carried himself, his demeanor, like he demands like that respect.
He's a great performer,
you
bro.
You feel me?
And stage presence is immaculate. Well, it's not immaculate. That's forced, but it's good. It's very good. I can't say it's immaculate because like
this nigga down
there's room. There's room for improvement. You feel me? And I don't want to like make it to the put it to the point where niggas think they don't have any room for growth.
Now
that's not
I wonder
really
though, is he gonna be too assertive?
Who knows? We seen that happen last time.
We did see that happen, and that you know that backfired on me.
I seen it happen twice. It happened to you, and it happened to Watcher.
I got you.
Pause.
So you said smart money. So who's your good money?
Good money is Maceo, bro.
Oh, for real?
I feel like good money is Maceo.
Wow.
Sonya.
I fuck with his freestyle.
I feel like it's either going to be Mackie or Nay, no bullshit.
Nah, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I say good money is Maceo. Cause I feel like he's like the most slept on out of everybody that's there. Yeah. Because of how expansive his fan base is, because all the shit that he's done. You know what I mean? It'd be like old heads fucking with him, younger niggas fucking with him because of the EV shit. And then like it's just all his fan base is all across the board. You feel me? And like, I don't know, bro. Like he just be in tune. He's like very in tune with the community. And I feel like for a couple of other folks, and that's not as much true. You know what I mean? Like, he's very, like, he's in here. Like, he be here all the time.
Wait, I got to keep it sec, though. Does he have versatility? Because the theme music I've heard is, like, very old school, boom bap
shit. Did you listen to the
EV project?
You got to listen to it. See, so, bro, you be speaking from a space of, like, not even understanding.
That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking y'all niggas, bro. I'm going to find out today. He can make a fan out of me today. They even made a
playlist for y'all niggas to listen to. Did you even look at it?
I see it.
Don't do your research, bro.
Don't do the due diligence.
I come up here, bro. I'm one of the bad podcasters. You feel me? The ones that just brought a mic, bro. I shouldn't even be talking, bro. No,
he just got a mic
but that's
from
why
the government.
They just dropped it off with the bricks from the riots, bro.
Got the bricks from the riot and the crate from the challenge, bro. They gave us those three.
You
things.
Feel me? We sat, yo. Come
yeah,
on,
I mean,
bro.
We had to buy the cables and shit, but you know? That's funny. I think like,
but no. But that's why I'm asking. Money, yo, he has more versatility than that because,
and I think good money is on him
because I think that hurts an artist if like, they don't have too much versatility because you got to play two songs per round. Or well, actually, it's only one in the last round.
In the last round, I think it's one.
But regardless,
it's one unless there's a tiebreaker.
You've got to have some versatility because we can't go through three rounds of hearing the same shit. It's not gonna get you far.
I mean, well, I don't know, bro. I feel like it depends on your energy and depends on what you do with it. Depends on the storytelling each song as well. And I think that's my biggest thing right now is that like with all these artists, like of all these people on this list, Maceo is easily the best storyteller. Easily. Like hands down.
What's his stage presence but, like?
That's what I'm saying. But it's like, it's not about like, I think his stage presence is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it's about him. He performed. He was on the block also. He was performing. But with him and Red, they're going against each other in the first round. And I think those are easily the two best lyricists out of everybody in there. And it's like, whoever wins in that round, to me, is like, they have the potential to go far because they're also starting it off. So they really set the tone. They set the bar.
I've never seen Red perform live.
But you heard the music a little bit.
I like, heard some of his music. Yeah, he can. He can rap.
He's nice.
I think the real toss-up to me, I do think Maceo's making it out of that round, though. I think Nay's making it out of her round. I think Maggie's making it out of his round. The toss-up for me Sonya is the Sonya and the Dolo right? Samo. Yeah.
I was saying that this week.
I think that's
week.
The toss-up.
Because I was like, that nigga Samo, sure. His songs be cranking. Now, the performance, though, I got to see it. Yeah. I never seen Sonya perform, but the songs be cranking.
Yeah. I was saying the same thing, too. I've never seen Sonya perform. And I know Samo, he has a history of performing, but I don't know when's the last time he performed.
Facts.
Sometimes you got to knock the rust
and
off.
And another thing
shit.
You can't get twisted, too, is who's going to bring the most people? Facts. I feel like Sonya is very liked in that building. It's going to be very liked in that building as far as just like people
facts.
He's cool with.
No bullshit.
That might be an up in hand.
That nigga Max was saying that. He was like, yeah, I'm going for Sonya, man. He's like, that's that. Great. Actually, funny, bro. He's like, that young man.
Which Max? Yeah. Max Moody?
Yeah. I was like, bro, y'all.
He's
going to
pull
it
up. Only Max. Nah, I just making sure.
He's like, that young man. I was like,
he does.
I felt what he meant. You feel me? Like, I knew exactly what he meant because I was like, no bullshit. I think Sonya is like one of the most talented like musicians. Like when it comes to like, he's like one of the most talented musical minds in the city. You feel me? The nigga is nice. Now, exactly. How does that translate to this? I got to see.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I didn't like how positive he was in his interview. I want to see a little griminess too. Yeah. Like, I want to see like, yo, talk your shit, bro.
He did say, why would you win? Because I enjoyed the thrill. I didn't like that either.
It gave me
did they tell him to say that?
Nah,
probably not.
He said it because he was like, yeah, let's go get him.
It gave me those vibes of like a manager asking or someone who's about to hire you, like, what are your weaknesses? I just feel like I care too much. You feel me? Like, one of them ones.
His heart is his biggest strength.
His heart is his biggest weakness.
Sometimes you need that, bro. No bullshit.
He got a good chance of winning if he makes it out of that first round, though, because the momentum could easily carry him to the next round.
You think he can beat Maggie?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Mackie got that other energy. Like, Mackie.
In second gear? Looking like a Luffy, nigga. No bullshit, nigga.
I just want to see some niggas talk that shit. I just want to see them. Fuck all that super positive shit. I want to see niggas
bro,
talk
Maceo
that shit.
Bro, okay. He said, I'm ready to cut heads, nigga. I like.
Oh, he said that? Yeah.
And it's crazy. You didn't think he was going to be in it, or did you already know?
I didn't think he was
going to
be in it.
The day that he was chopping it up is the day I found out, too.
Nah,
I was supposed
me.
To call
oh,
you
no,
and
I
tell
I didn't
you.
Know he was going to be in it. I didn't know he was going to be in it.
When he was at the Chinese store and shit?
Yeah, I ran into them on my way out, and I was like, you ready for tomorrow? He's like, yeah. He's because he did his interview that next day, and they edited it like while he was there with them.
Nah, regardless of
I'm excited. This shit.
I'm excited too. Regardless of how this goes, I know it's gonna be an enjoyable night. Facts. It feels so much like even from the last one, like being in it was dope. I'm glad we got that experience, but like being a part of it, like and watching it is just as fun too. Like when you can sit back and be a part, and I think that's what's so dope about the Chamber is that the crowd actually plays a part and
facts.
Like
the crowd is determines the
show. Everything. No, for real.
No bullshit.
For better or worse.
Nigga said that. Why you say that, bro? Hey, man, you got to know.
I'm jaded.
You got to know how to get the crowd on your side, man. You know, but it's also like, I think people have told me about like the first one is that like from the first performance, like setting the tone, you feel me, type shit. It's like from your first performance on, that's really what like will give, that leaves a lasting impression. Mm. And it's like, you got to find a way, like essentially, like look at it in the way, like for folks that are future competitors, you can look at it like this. Study your opponents in the first round. Your number one thing that you should be doing is trying to get past whoever it is that you're going up against.
Because you might not make it past them.
Facts. And you know for a fact you're going up against that person. So you should prepare for that person the most. Then after that, you need to be able to bring something to the table that you know that you, whoever your next opponents are, can't do. And sometimes that might get a little tricky. No cap. Because a lot of people are very versatile. They're very talented. But if you can do that, bring something to the table that they can't do or that they can't bring, you got it. And also, you got to try to top yourself every performance.
Yo, this nigga's giving advice for the fourth chamber because, yo, by the time this shit comes out, the winner's already out. So
I think the fourth one's going to be like an R&B joint.
So we'll post it. We'll post who ends up winning. I don't think we need to
vote for that one. Nate Speaks, can you please step forward?
An R&B joint, that'd be fire.
I tell you this much, nigga. The R&B joint, you gotta be able to sing.
Oh, nah, definitely.
You gotta be able to. No tune on that one. No tune allowed.
You got some tune. You got some tune.
Nah, no tune allowed. Nah. Pure vocals.
But your tune gotta be the voice. Your tune gotta be pitched correctly.
Boo.
If you a real singer, you don't need the auto tune.
No tune.
Nah, I'm not gonna subject niggas to that.
No tunery, man. If I hear some tune, you lost.
I just want it to sound as close to your music as possible. Whatever you gotta do to make it sound like that or elevate it beyond.
It sound better.
But like, it can't sound worse than the track. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, they better have Kareem in that shit. Nigga, that ain't singing a minute.
Yo, I would wanna see Kareem. I'd wanna see Tamara. I'd wanna see Nolly.
Ooh, yo, Tamara, that'd be tough. That'd be so tough.
Can we get Miranda in there?
Miranda? You know Shandell?
Nah, I'm not.
Yeah, she's a boss.
She's tough.
You remember the video where she was singing with Shane?
Nah.
When they was doing the SZA cover?
They have a couple of those.
Yeah, the SZA one though.
I don't know.
Shit was tough.
Yeah, yo, nice. Those would be some.
That should be
kind of
good. Yeah, niggas need to talk.
Yo, I need to see Nolly and Tamara around.
And around?
Who's got the better vocals? We gotta find out.
Gonna find out.
We gotta find out. That'd be a tough matchup. Oh, I think that'd be a great matchup. All
right.
I think what it comes down to, if I'm being honest,
talk to A1 and A2,
I think Nolly got the raw voice. Like her voice, I just, no disrespect to Tamara. I just think Nolly's on some other shit. But I think Tamara got the songwriting ability too, though. That might counter that, though.
Yeah, Tamara's songs do be booming.
At the end of the day, it's still the performance aspect.
That's facts.
I feel like it don't matter what anybody's music sound like. It's no like, bullshit. What you gonna do on that stage to compel that crowd to go for you? You feel
facts.
Me?
That's
the real one. And I think that's really what it's about.
You gotta get the R&B going. That has to be the next one. I want to see that one. I want to see that for sure. All
right, you got to throw down 40.
Go have everybody in there crying.
Yo, Toma, did you buy a ticket yet?
Shit.
Why are you exposing it?
It's already happened. It already happened, bro.
It sold out?
Nope.
Because this episode will come out after the chamber's done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I ain't bought my ticket yet. I'm going to buy it at the door.
I'll send you the link right after.
I'll make sure you buy this shit.
Real nigga, man.
Hey, man, we got to talk about before we get out of here and enjoy the night?
Nah, man. Shout out everybody, man. Don't be like Justin Roiland. Don't be like Dana White. Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, the domestic violent abusers.
When you have money, like, you're like, you can do whatever you want, and it's so sad.
I'm a domestic abuser, Bordy.
I think Kanye is a prime example of that is not true.
I mean, but like Dana White, like nothing's gonna happen to him.
But also, he's like the president of UFC.
Exactly.
Though. MMA
he's
fans
like,
be sick, bro. They don't care about that shit.
They probably beat in their.
I was gonna say they do it too.
That's not funny, but Yeah, like, it's probably truth in that for sure. Like, it's the truth in it. Like, you feel me? Sure. Like, just me thinking about the demographic of MMA fighters.
Yeah, you know they be doing that shit, bro. CTE, man.
That's terrible, bro. But I think the difference with Dana White, too, is also that he's the executive of his company. You feel me? That's different. Kanye was also under Adidas, under Balenciaga. Or he had partnership deals, but the moment they can get rid of those deals, and what
Dana
does he have?
Dana White's the UFC president, but the UFC is not his company.
It's a public company? Mm-hmm.
He sold it. It's not his company. He's just the president of operations.
So who's going to fire him?
The board?
The board. That he's what?
I don't think he's chairman.
You don't think he's on the board?
I think he's just the president.
Did you people, Vince's back?
I was just about to say that.
You don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Is that good or bad news?
He's just there to sell the company. He's just there to figure out whether or not the company needs to be sold or not.
But why does he have to be there for that to happen?
It's his company. But he founded it.
Stephanie could have done it. Stephanie, who doesn't know, we're talking about Vince McMahon. He stepped down because he had...
Stephanie retired, like, last week.
Well, it seems like she retired as a direct, like, result of him coming back.
I mean, she was already stepping... She had stepped down from her former position, like, a couple months ago as well. Seemed like she was just out the door.
The comment section said they're going to take out the divas. Is that true?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. The women's wrestlers? But fucking, I don't know.
Man, they're not divas no more, bro.
It's like,
man, they changed that.
Yeah,
that been happening. Dude, when they changed that,
when they stopped doing fucking panty matches, nigga. What the fuck?
2014.
Yo, wrestling is some sick shit, bro. So much shit was able to slide on that in those eras, bro. That shit's crazy. They've done Dead Man Alive, fucking exposés, my nigga.
You seen they tased that nigga and threw him off the shit, right? What's that nigga's name again? With the fucked up forehead?
New Jack.
Tased the nigga and threw him off the cage.
Yeah, that nigga New Jack was one of the, he was a menace to society, bro, no bullshit.
Yo, aren't those scars in your head because, like, when you blade yourself so many times to get the blood?
Yeah,
that's
the mask, the shit I sent you?
Nah.
Looked it up?
Nah, I didn't yet. I'm gonna look it up. Yeah,
look at
let's react to it.
No, I'm not watching that. We're gonna look at it right after this, though.
Hey, man, if y'all made it this far, we appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you for spending time with us.
It died like 2 minutes ago.
Dead camera day. You know what I'm saying? Me and Rob on the camera. It's the
camera. You
want to
hit? I said camera. Yo, Tomo, you want to hit us with the outro? You want to tell the people any final notes?
If you're having a good day today, go buy you a Topo Chico. You know what I'm saying? That's all I drink now is Topo Chico.
All you we drink now. This is my sixth bottle.
You know how you rocking? You know what I'm saying? It's just how you rocking. Nigga made the noise while he was drinking it, but I was you.
And the eye roll.
It's definitely him.
Yo, I do that every time, bro.
I know it's bad, bro.
I gotta like forcefully close him and shit.
That shit's scary,
bro. Why don't you just keep your eyes open while you drink? You don't want to feel like you got a Dove commercial or some shit, nigga.
I'm not gonna try
Nigga bought a bottle flip with it.
I'm not gonna try that.
Yeah, that's absurd. But yeah, you already know what it is. Subscribe if you haven't. Like the video if you haven't already.
Leave some comments.
We need the subscribers, nigga. If y'all don't subscribe, bro, stop. Stop doing that shit. Subscribe,
to 1,000.
Nigga.
Yo,
nigga.
Some people don't even know they not subscribed. I seen a comment like that.
Make a YouTube account. You don't have a YouTube account,
make
nigga.
Make 5 YouTube accounts.
For us.
Nah, don't do that.
Make 5 of them joints.
Niggas want us to get botted and shit.
Yo, you see the video, the Moneybagg Yo video? Come on, the bots is running this shit, bro.
Guys, comment down below. Blessings.
Yo, comment. If you made it this far, comment, I am a bot. We'll see y'all later. We out of here.